Thanks, Shauna. I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and I'm joined by high school students from Foxborough High School, and they're going to help me give a very warm welcome to Devin McCourty. Come on in here, Devin.
Hello, hello.
Have a seat in the big comfy couch. Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, good. Well, glad to have you. Now, you just came off a bye week. How was it? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I got to go to Nashville, Tennessee, visit my twin brother. I actually got to see my little niece take her first step, so awesome. Cool experience.
Well, now you mentioned your brother. You guys, does it get pretty competitive even inside the household as football players?
Yeah, probably the most competitive thing is either one-on-one basketball or video games. When we're doing those two things, we hate each other.
Well, last year you played against your brother, Jason. How in the world does your mother handle that?
She tried to say that she was even, but I think she knew we were going to win, so she tried to root for him a little more just to make him feel better.
All right, well, let's go back to the bye week a little bit. How good is that for the team? What does it really do for you guys?
Oh, it was really good for this point in the season. You know, we have played a lot of football, and just to get a little break, we were able to see some things we wanted to work on, some things we felt we need to get better going forward in the season, and it's always good to get a nice little break, rest your body, and get ready to go for the end of the season.
Well, during the bye week, do you think at all about football? Do you watch it? Do you play fantasy football, or do you try to kind of get as far away from it as you can?
I'm not going to lie. You get away from it. Just for a couple of days, everyone probably Sunday sits and watch some games on the couch, but you know, leading into that, you're not thinking really anything. You're just resting and trying to get your body back.
Well, all of these guys, and we all watch the games on Sunday, but can you tell us what it's like at halftime inside the locker room, what the messages are like, what you guys were going through at that point?
Surprisingly, it's really calm. You know, there's been games we've been up a lot, games that's close, games we've been down, and, you know, everyone comes in and you just want to relax for a quick second. And then it's a little hectic as far as, you know, you got the offensive side, they're drawing things, they're going over things, the defensive side is going over things. Coaches are grabbing individual players. But, you know, right before we go out, it's always Coach Belichick telling us 30 more minutes of football, do what we got to do and we can win the game. And, you know, then you take the field.
You're kind of a leader in the locker room. What's it like just being a captain again?
Oh, it's huge, you know, just to know your teammates trusting you to get them going, to keep them calm. Anything that they need, they expect to come from you. So I just take it as a good role and try to be a leader on the team by example, showing guys what to do, what not to do, and being there, and hopefully they can count on me in big-time moments.
All right, well, that's enough from me. And when we come back, these guys are going to ask you some questions, and we'll have that to look forward to right after this.